to God today. And also it is the time that we share our burdens and concerns together as a family, and we will lift them up to the throne of grace of God, and God will, according to His mercy and His time, will answer the prayers. And that is our faith, and that is our His promise. So let us use this time to bring out our prayers of blessings and concerns together and lift up to the throne of grace of God. Are there any special items to call out as Gail is going to put up the prayer request? This is our prayer request that we are regularly praying for.
I have an update for Dylan and Samantha. That was my client's daughter-in-law and son. The daughter-in-law was a ICU nurse who got COVID. However, she's young. They're both fine. He never apparently got it, and they're both resolved, and she's back to work. So that's great.
Oh, great.
Praise God.
All right. And we heard from Martha this morning. She is still weak. Martha, you want to share anything else?
No, just that I appreciate everybody's prayers. You just don't know how much that means to me.
Absolutely. JC has joined, look like. JC, you have an update on the family? Can you hear us? Yeah, we can hear you. Can you speak closer or louder?
So my cousin is still in the hospital.
She's coming out very weak. Okay. So let's continue to pray for JC's family. Her uncle passed away with COVID in New York, and his wife and his son are still in the hospital. There are slight improvement on his wife's condition, but the son is still in critical condition. So let us pray for that family.
Jean Barrington sent a prayer request for all of us as we reopen our society.
Yes, we continue to pray for our country. Particularly, our country became the highest in number of infections and deaths. Let us continue to pray that God will contain this disease. And I know we are all praying. Are there any other items of praises or concerns to raise? You know, we are happy to report that thank you for all of your prayers for my mom who had a fall and a hip surgery. She is 91 now, but this past couple of weeks she started walking. That is a great news, and thank you for all the prayers. That's a miracle that we did not expect.
Praise God.
And Linda shared that Jack is back home from the hospital. Linda, you want to say anything more?
Just that he came home, and I'm so glad that he seems to be doing okay.
Okay.
He's walking, and that's what I was afraid of, that he might not be able to walk again. But he is. He's walking, and he's doing okay now.
Okay.
Thank you for your prayers.
God is good. And I talked to Jean this past week. Jean, I know you are kind of lonely now by there, shut up. But we are all lonely, but we have somebody else with us. But how are you doing?
I'm doing good. They shocked my heart one time, and it's back in rhythm. So I'm doing good.
Oh, okay. So you had to go back to the hospital to do that?
I did. I had to go on Wednesday to the hospital.
Okay. We'll pray for you, continue to pray for your healing. I don't have any updates from anyone else. So if nobody has anything to call out for special prayers, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer so we can bring up any unspoken prayers as well. And then I will close with a summarized prayer at the end. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Eternal and loving God, we thank you for giving us this life as a gift in this world. Even though we have troubles and problems, you have been good to us through our lives, through this pandemic that we are going through. We can always thank you for everything that you do in our lives, Lord, because we are not worthy to enjoy any of these things in our lives. The life with all its joys and blessings, along with its burdens and concerns, we bring up to you, Lord. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. We come to you as broken people needing your healing in our bodies, in our minds, in our society as a whole. We look up to you, Lord, for the answers to the problems that we are facing, because you are the source of all good things and you are the one who desires only good for us. We lift up all of those who are looking for your protection and guidance. Touch those who need your healing, O Lord, and comfort those who are in distress. And we pray for those who are weak. Strengthen them, O Lord, and empower those who are troubled. Let your Holy Spirit direct them the directions that they need in their lives. We pray for all those people that we have listed here, and also the special items that we called today. We thank you for the healing for Dylan and Samantha, that we thank you for the good news that we heard today from the COVID recovery, so she can go back to work. We thank you for that. We continue to pray for Jace's family as they are struggling with their grief as well as their sickness in their bodies. Pray that you will heal them and also comfort them with your peace that passeth all understanding. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us as a church to fellowship with each other and to support each other during this time. Help us, Lord, to be your loving hands and loving feet and loving heart to this world at this time of trouble and brokenness, so that we can be a healing, we can be a comfort to those who need comfort and healing at this time. We thank you for all the blessings you gave our dear ones who we are looking for healing from you. Especially we pray for Martha and Jack and all those who are looking for you for your healing. Continue to be with them and comfort them, Lord. Above all, fill them with your peace in their hearts and minds and in their dear ones. We pray for our leaders of this country, particularly our president, his cabinet, and the people who make decisions about reopening the economy. We pray for your special blessing and guidance for them, your wisdom to rule their hearts and minds, that they will be guided by your Holy Spirit to make the right decisions. We particularly pray for our nurses and doctors and essential workers, our grocery clerks and our farmers who produce all those things that we eat every day. We pray for those trash workers, and we pray for mailmen and the delivery people. We pray for a lot of people who are behind the scenes working to make sure that we are getting fed and being comfortable every day. We thank you for them, Lord. We lift them up to you. Protect them, Lord, from this disease, that they can continue to do the services that they are providing. What a great God you are, and we are thankful for all of their lives in this society, Lord. We pray for all of those who are fighting in the front lines, like the firemen and our police, and our military men around the world. We pray that you protect them with your almighty power and hands, keep them safe wherever they are from harm's way, Lord. We pray for all of those who are looking in various ways to find peace. Bless them, Lord, with the power of your peace, that they can come to you during this time and find peace in you. We thank you for giving us this time to lift up our needs, and thank you for hearing our prayers. And we pray this prayer in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now it's our offertory time. As Lisa and Dean are going to be singing, we want to make sure that we continue with our help in the community to donate as much as we can through our tithes and offerings. Please take this time to get up and go and write a check, or take your money and put it in an envelope and put it aside. If you can call me or text me or Gail, we can come and pick it up if it is cash, or you can drop it off or in the mailbox with a check. That's the address is listed on the screen. And also, if you know anybody is struggling with any kind of need, you're particularly looking for people with groceries and can't pay their rent, or ultimately a lot of people are out of work and cannot even get unemployment. So if you have that situation, or if you know anyone has that kind of desperate situation of losing home or can't buy groceries and things like that, please let us know. We will work together and give them the support and the help that they need at this time. They can text me or call me at the number listed below. Let us go to God with our offerings and our tithes at this time. Amen. Thank you for that song. Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for the time that you have given us together. You are the source of all that we have and we are. God, we come to you as your children and offer ourselves at this time and bring a portion of what you have given us as offering back to your kingdom and the ministry you have given us to do. Living God, you are the source of life and renewal. Thank you for the powerful and miraculous ways that you provide for our needs. May these tithes and offerings bring life and peace to many in our community and around the world. We thank you for all those people who could give today and also pray for those who could not give today, Lord. Remember all of them in your love. Bless and help us to use this offering for your glory and the blessing of your people in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture reading is from the Gospel according to John chapter 21 verses 1 through 14. Miss Lou is going to be leading in the reading of the scripture. If you are able, please stand. It's our tradition to respect the reading of the word. So wherever you are, if you are able, please stand and in honor of the reading of the word.
After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathan of Cana in Galilee, the son of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We are going with you also." They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They said, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the nets on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garments, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the boat, the net with fish. Then as soon as they came to land, they saw a fire of coal there, and fish laid on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land, full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken. And Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." Yet none of the disciples did dare ask him, "Who are you?" Knowing that it was the Lord, Jesus then came and took the bread, gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for your word that you have given us for our life and our spirit. Bless us with your word today, though, so that we can experience the power of your word in our lives. As we meditate on your word, Lord, help us to remember the many ways that you reveal yourself to us in our lives through various experiences. In our times of joy, in our times of gladness as well as sadness, and our hurts and our pains, you reveal yourself in various ways to comfort us, to guide us. Help us to understand the mysteries of your truth, to understand more and to experience you more as we learn from your word. Lord, bless us with your spirit so that we can be more powerful in the days to come. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this is, again, we are in the Easter Sundays. Until the Ascension Sunday, we will continue with the Easter messages. The power of resurrection and the revelation of Jesus Christ in various ways to his disciples and to the world during this 50 days of his life in this world after resurrection before the ascension into heaven. So here we read that we just heard that it is the third time that Jesus showed himself after resurrection to the disciples. So we see that Jesus is appearing in many different places randomly and unexpected places. He appeared in the upper room where the disciples were without Thomas, and then he showed himself and talked to them and gave them encouraging words, and then Thomas was not there. Then Thomas made a challenge and he showed up again, and he said, "Thomas, here I am. You know, blessed are those who believe when they have seen me, and blessed are those who have believed me without seeing me." So he encouraged them again to be strong in their faith because he is risen. Then we saw about the two men who were walking to Emmaus, and a stranger followed them and explained everything about Jesus Christ in the scripture that was told about him by the prophets and the leaders, the prophets and the priests, in through the scriptures. So we also saw that. And then now, to the disciples themselves, is the third time that he is revealing or appearing after resurrection. So every time, it is kind of a very different situation. It is very surprising situation that he shows up. And then he leaves immediately. And there he is, and there he is not. So they were kind of baffled by all of these things. Here comes Jesus, and then all of them started talking, and then he leaves, disappears, with a very transformed body that the door was still shut when he showed up, and when the door was still shut when he left. So they knew that there was a transformed body that Jesus has, but still with the scars that left from his crucifixion also that they could see. So they were kind of baffled and puzzled and confused about this Jesus who's actually died, and then here he is resurrected again, but in very random ways. They could not put a handle on what is going on particularly. So in this situation where Peter and a few other disciples decided that they will go back to their fishing business. And because they followed this master, Jesus, for about 3 years, 3.5 years, and they thought that he was going to be their hope to bring their freedom from the Roman government and also to be their guide to their king in this world. And all of a sudden, he was taken away, and they crucified him, and he died, and he was buried. All their hopes were shattered, and they didn't know what to do. So the only thing that they knew from their past was to do what they used to do for their living in the past as fishermen. And then they went and started going back to their fishing trip. It was not a great night when they started out. We read that they caught nothing after they toiled and worked all day, at least until Jesus shows up. And then Jesus shows up after all their work, like early in the morning, and then he's inviting them. He told them to put their cast, their net on the other side, and they can get a good catch, and they did. Then they didn't have a good catch when they listened to his voice. And when they came to shore, they were so surprised to see that he had prepared a breakfast for them on the beach. They found fish and bread waiting for them, fully cooked and ready to eat. That is what I call The Lord is my chef. A lot of times, God is our chef. In many ways, He provides for us in our nourishment of our bodies, nourishment of our souls every day. He provides for us through many different ways. Particularly during this time, I was reminded of how people who are silent in the background, who feeds us every day, like the farmers. How many times do we thank God for farmers? And I thank God for them now because they are fighting in the fields for us so that we can eat when we are shut up in our homes. So God is a God who provides for His children even in the midst of failures and desperate conditions like the disciples were. And provision of God is something that we see all through the scripture. Right from the beginning of the creation, God created man and placed him in a garden of Eden. And He told him to eat from everything there except certain things. And He made the provisions to be healthy, to live a healthy life with the healthy food and all the environment that God has created for a healthy living and a good living for His creation in this world. And He provided for His people when they were in the wilderness. They were traveling through the desert. He provided manna. Manna came from the sky and they didn't have to do anything. All they had to do was to collect it and cook it. And we read that in the Old Testament that the manna came in the morning along with the dew. Because if you keep that manna, we read that it will perish. So God gave them an opportunity to collect them and covered that with the dew. That's what I called refrigerated manna. God gave them food and also He refrigerated them for them to enjoy, and then He told them not to leave anything for the next day. As weak and as doubtful as we are, they also decided, some of them decided to keep it for the next day. And guess what happened? It started perishing and they found worms in it. Because He gives us our daily bread every day as we need it. You don't have to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. God already has taken care of tomorrow's through His provisions that He has provided for us. Then we see about Jesus' ministry in this world. We see that He is feeding, He has fed the 5,000 with five loaves of bread and two fish. And at another time he fed the 4,000 with seven loaves and fish. So here is Jesus feeding the people, not only preaching, but also feeding for their physical nourishment as well. That is what God's kingdom is about. He gives us everything we need physically, mentally, and spiritually. It is not about preaching and teaching some rules or some commandments so that we can follow that. It is about having a caring and compassionate, loving relationship to take care of us every moment of our lives. So as soon as Jesus came and showed up at the beach, the disciple Peter and others who were at the sea, they actually found themselves as a failure. They found themselves as a failure when they left Jerusalem after the death of Jesus. They thought there was no hope of success in the world anymore. Now they went back to their old business and tried it out, and they caught nothing. They were experts in fishing. If we remember, these disciples were called by Jesus to follow Him while they were doing fishing. Remember that? When we go back and look at the start of their ministries, we see that Jesus called Peter and all of these disciples who were doing their work, particularly these people who had fishing business. They were called by Jesus while they were working in their daily living work, the fishing business that they were in. So here, they are going back to that business that they did several years in their lives. Now they are finding themselves to be a failure because they could find or they could fish anything during all that night. So Jesus showed up saying that it is not that you, here I am, cast your net on the other side of your boat, and they did, and they got a big catch. Not only that, he already had cooked fish ready for them, waiting for them at the beach. That's why the breakfast on the beach. What more can they ask for? They didn't have to do anything. They got a great catch. At the same time, he knew that they were tired in their body, in their mind. And they needed some refreshment to enjoy the breakfast and to be strengthened in their body so that they can go on with their lives that God has called them to do. So that is a comforting and very consoling moment. Welcoming to share a meal together, just like the old times. Right on the beach, right next to their fishing boat. A miraculous way of Jesus showing himself. Just as he did their Last Supper together, Jesus plays the role of a host and a servant here also. He did the same thing for the Last Supper. He served them, and also he was the host himself. And here, no matter how interesting this gospel story may have, each story has an application in our lives. Immediately after today's text in the chapter that we read, we are told that these things were written in verse 31. We read that these things were written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. In other words, the story gets to become our story too. We may have missed out on that early morning cookout with Jesus. Maybe we are not tired as the disciples were, or not frustrated as the disciples were after that toilsome night all day that they worked. But we are offered the same promises that God offered to them through Jesus Christ. Jesus welcomes all of us to feed, to heal, and to forgive, and to give fresh starts and give us new opportunities. We may even be surprised that someday to find out that abundance, our nets will be full to bursting. And that's what we saw them. It was very hard for them to get all of that fish through their net to the shore, when there was nothing in their front to look forward to. Here is a miraculous catch when Jesus showed up. We are going through some uncharted territory with this pandemic, the disease that we are facing now. Nothing seems to work for a cure or a vaccine. And I was reading today, was a very unfortunate news that came out saying that there might not be a vaccine for this one. Because if you go back in history, that's what the news was saying, that there has been flu diseases in the past that they could not find vaccines for. No matter what that is, that we are not hearing any good results from anybody anywhere. We are becoming tired and frustrated and sometimes fearful about our future. Millions of people around the world are locked down in their homes. But Jesus is in the midst of all of this, and he is preparing a table ready for us to eat with him. That is our faith, that is our hope. He is a God who makes a table in the wilderness. That's what we read in Psalm 78. God furnished a table in the wilderness. And also, we read that in Psalm 23, we just read today, that he prepares a table before my enemies, in front of my enemies. When God prepares a table, the good thing is that you don't have to worry about anything else. You just show up. Don't try to pack something or stop at the store and get something to give. That's not a lunch that we do, what do we call that lunch? When we bring some together, we all are used to that, we bring things together from each other and share that meal. That's not what God does. It's a covered dish or whatever we call it. But God does not do covered dishes. He is actually preparing everything, and you don't have to worry about anything but just show up. Be there to receive it and enjoy the meal together with Him. This is what these lessons are teaching us today in this pandemic. Just be available to Him so that He can feed you. Be obedient to Him so that He can nourish you. You don't have to be a good person to try to be doing something to please Him. He knows where you are and how you are. He comes to us in our situations, not in our good situations only, but also in our bad situations of disappointments and failures. In the parable of the prodigal son, the runaway son, the young man who was overcome by sin, had spent all his resources in wasting his father's money in a faraway land. But when he came back and asked for the job of a servant. He thought he could pay back his father for all the things that he has wasted on. So he thought he would work for him as a servant and earn some money and pay him back. That's what he begged his father, take me back as a servant of yours. But that's not the story that we read there. The father wanted to take him back as a son. We can go to our father not as servants but as children of God. The father says that bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let us have a party. That's what the father does. When we are finding ourselves in desperate situations and we call out to God, God is saying that here I am, giving you a robe as my own son. You don't have to do anything. Rejoice. Let us celebrate together. The feast is yours. And when God invites us to the table, we focus on the table and not on the problem. It is a bountiful table. And that's what David is saying in Psalm 23. He prepares the table in front of my enemies, because I don't have to look at my enemies anymore. Here's the table that I can focus on. God's table is full of riches of His blessings. If we are focused looking upon the enemy, it may be difficult to see that the table that God has set before us and the plentiful blessings in it. The enemy, the famous preacher Spurgeon wrote like this: the enemy is at the door, and yet God prepares the table. And the Christian sits down and eats it as if everything were in perfect peace. That is what we can do. In the middle, in the presence of our enemies, whatever it be, the disease, joblessness, health situations, grief, bereavement, whatever we are going through. We are all going through one thing or other. Nobody is immune to it. But even in the midst of all of these enemies that are looking at us, we can be at peace because we are dining there with our God, our Lord, who has given us everything that we need to enjoy. He wants us to enjoy the meal without worrying about the enemy. You remember when Martha and Mary decided to host Jesus. If you remember that story, he went there and Martha was cooking and tired, and Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, and Martha complained. And then Jesus told her, Martha, you are worried about so many things, but only one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen the good part, that which shall not be taken away from her. That is the good part that God has provided us, to come to His feet, to His presence. That's the good part, that He is going to give us His presence, the comforting peace and the presence that He will give us when we come to Him. And above all, I want to leave you all with the heavenly table that God is already preparing for us in heaven. And there will be no enemies. There will be no sickness or death in that kingdom that God is going to receive us one day. He is preparing that place for us. That is what he rose from the dead for. And he is going there, he went there to prepare that place so that he will come back again and will take us to that place to be with him, to enjoy that dinner together with him. The table that he prepared before his death, the table that he is preparing now after his resurrection. And there is a beautiful table that we all will join together with all the saints who have gone before us. And we'll all be joining together and we'll dine together in that beautiful place where God is preparing for us. And that's what we read in Revelation. When we go to Revelation chapter 7, John is talking about the kingdom of heaven, where the Lamb is preparing a feast for everybody. The Lord is my shepherd, and the Lamb will be our shepherd, and for the Lamb is at the center of the throne, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The Spurgeon again wrote about this, that while I am here, I will be a child at home with my God. The whole world should be his house to me. And when I ascend to heaven, I shall not change my company, because God is still there, that I will be dining with him. What a great, great life that God has given us as a blessing. Because he is there with us, giving us everything we need. All we need is to accept that and go to him as we are. And we don't have to do anything, but he has already prepared everything for us. May God bless us with these words and continue to be with us during this time, to be a blessing to this world, to bring peace and comfort to others as well. May God bless you all. Amen. The closing hymn is Great is Thy Faithfulness. Kevin and Gail are going to be leading us on that. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your presence and thank you for the word that you have given us today, Lord. You are our chef. You are our shepherd. You are our guide. You are our Father who care for us every day. You love us regardless of where we are, at what point of life we are in. Sometimes we find ourselves at the end of our ropes. like the disciples, found themselves with no hope. You show up and give them the strength, not only their spiritually, but also in their bodies. You are a God who provides for us in the midst of our brokenness. Heal us, Lord, according to your grace. Comfort us with your presence every day. And also help us to be a comfort and blessing to those around us because you have comforted us. As we go from this place, Lord, bless us so that we can be a blessing to this world. Let your peace continue to go with us so that we can be at peace and enjoy your presence every day of our lives. Above all, you have given us a hope that we will be with you one day, dining at the heavenly banquet, because you are the host who will be serving and giving us all the things that we need in that heavenly kingdom. Bless us with that hope every day to look forward to that kingdom. We thank you for your hope, your love and care every day, and continue to guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, people of God, go in the knowledge that God is preparing a table in the midst of our troubles, in the presence of our enemies looking at us. So we don't have to look at the enemies. We can focus on the table. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you, now and forevermore. Amen.